up to the Homeland Security Act. I think all of that, but it's important to take note of that. They don't want an excess of democracy. Our job is to have an excess of democracy. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Howard Zinn, Questions and Answers in Albuquerque, a special program celebrating the Zinn centenary. He spoke to students and faculty at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque in September 2002. Howard Zinn was perhaps this country's premier radical historian. He passed away in 2010. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We're independent and supported solely by individuals just like you. Every week, we feature such progressive voices as Noam Chomsky, Arundhati Roy, Chris Hedges, Naomi Klein, and David Suzuki. And we've almost 50 programs with Howard Zinn. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. You can get copies of this program and the classic Zinn books, A People's History of the United States, and You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train. Just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that's 1-800-444-1977. Or go online, our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
In sound from way out.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Folks, glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call
WRCT Pittsburgh. You are tuned into It's Gospel Time here at WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. It's the TYYME. The TYYME, that's me. That's me.
Comes a time in every believer's life when trials are going to come, but God said, I will not leave you comfortless. So be encouraged.
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God.
Oh, Thank you for living. When I didn't understand, the enemy sought to take me out. Thank you for living. Thank you, Jesus. He sees your tears. He knows it. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. You, Lord, are my glory.
Yeah.
Get that joy about you this morning. Yes. Smile. Find that happy what's inside of you. Just got chills at the end of that song. I got goosebumps. I did, seriously. Auntie Ways. I mean, wow, joy. You know, we can tell people that don't let anyone steal your joy. But how many times do we really listen to that? I mean, certain things are just that deep where you just, I don't want to hear that. I'm mad. I want to hurt somebody. I want to punch a wall, you know. But anyway, I got goosebumps. Oh, I guess there was something I was supposed to receive in listening to that. Okay, let's have a little bit of fun. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, right? And I found something that I wrote down about going to the doctor. There's one thing that I can't stand, and I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell my truth, okay? And some of you out there listening, you probably felt the same way. Now, when you get there, what happens? Now, it could be either, you know, the nurse, the resident doctor, and then the main doctor, or it could be somebody just getting you registered in. What are the first words? First, they're like, hello. Okay, and then they say, so, what brings you in? All right. And you see nothing wrong with that, right? But this is the thing. They'll ask the rest of the questions. Do you smoke? Do you drink? How tall are you? Meanwhile, you're thinking to yourself, okay, you're just a nurse right now. So when you leave, the main doctor's not going to come in. It's going to be the student doctor, resident doctor, right? And they're going to say, hi, I'm so-and-so. So, what brings you in? Do you smoke? Do you drink? Same questions. And for me, I want to just say, you know what? Isn't there a chart out there? But now, see, today they sit right in front of the computer. Can't you just look on there and notice? But someone told me this, you know, they could throw it back at them, which would be pretty funny, you know, just to have fun with it. But okay, let me finish on the asking those questions over and over. How about printing up every question? Because, see, once you get all those birthdays, you know, and you get to be past 30, 40, 50, you know exactly what they're going to ask. So you can just print it out, and every time each one of them comes in, so tell me what brings you in. Bam! And you just give them the paper, right? And have them read it. Mm-hmm. Or how about, do you smoke? And you say, do you smoke? And they're just going to be stuck, like looking at you like, okay, what is this? What? And then I say, okay, well, let's move on. Do you drink? And you say, do you drink? Ah, I'm just having a little fun, guys. But isn't that pretty annoying? That's like the biggest annoyance that I have with going to the doctor. I'm not afraid to go to the doctor, go to the clinic, get a physical. But when you go for follow-ups or emergency purposes, you got 4 to 5 people come in back-to-back and ask the same question. It's like, well, I'm sure it's in the chart. There's nothing that changed about me. I'm over 50. You know, it's like, come on. Could you read it? Read it before you come in. I don't know. I'm just at a loss. Somebody help me. Tell me. All right, the number here is 412-621-9728. I haven't read that off in a long time. I'm sorry. I just had to give you guys a little chuckle, though. And we're going to move on. Oh, wait. For those of you who don't know, I'm actually going to be here for 2 hours. Yay! Back to the 2 hours. So it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with DJ Time, the T-Y-Y-M-E, that's me. All right, how will we play some more music? And then we'll chat a little more later. I'll give you some encouraging things and some pause, think moments before you do something that's going to mess your life up. I don't want you to do that because I love you. I do. I care about you. I do.
Safe and as on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
If you
speak to my heart now,
speak to my heart,
Holy Spirit,
message of love.
Love to encourage me,
lifting my heart
from the stand.
Love me
and
care for me.
Speak to my heart now. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Then I'll know what to do.
All right, guys. Now comes the time where I have to play three samples of music you can catch here in its entirety through another DJ right here at WRCT. And I would ask that you just bear with me. Hang in there with me. I see something here. Okay, got it. This first one is actually various artists, okay? It's a bunch of them. Okay, it's several artists on this CD, and it's We All Shine On, the celebrating the music of the 70s, 1970. I like the 70s. I wish I could go back, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we're going to sample Bill Lloyd, Mama Told Me Not to Come. All right, here we go, folks. I know many of you remember this one, don't you?
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions you're asking me? This is the craziest party I could ever be.
Okay, that's it. I told you I'm playing samples of the music, all right? Yeah. So, Billy Lloyd, Mama Told Me Not to Come. And this is off the CD, which is We All Shine On, celebrating music of 1970. Next, I have Super Chunk. The CD title is Wild Loneliness. And we'll be listening to a song titled Endless Summer. I know some of you would never like the summer to end, but I'm going to tell you, I'm a fall, spring woman. Yes, I am. Okay, here's Endless Summer by Superchunk. All right, Super Chuck with Endless Summer. And last, I have William St. Hugh with, this is the CD title is Weasels Devour. Let's correctly say this. Weasels Devour the Sun. And I'll be playing a track titled Thin as a Whisper. Thin as a Whisper. As soon as it loads. Oh, there we go. See, that's not me. It's the player just taking its time, you know? All right, here we go with Thin as a Whisper by William St. Hugh. All right, I think we've had enough of that one. And there you have it. There's three samples that I've given from three different artists, well, CDs. And it's a possibility that you can hear them in its entirety through another DJ here at WRCT. It is now 11:37 a.m. in the morning. Lunchtime for excuse me, plenty of people. And if you're going out, or if you're already out and about and listening to me, please be careful. Pay attention to your surroundings. You know, many of you will be really in those phones, and that is just not safe, okay? I am your safety lady. I care. Please, please be careful. Be careful. Be careful. This goes out to those who have lost loved ones and are thinking of them. Thankful and grateful that you had your time with them. And I know it's hard and you miss them. But we thank God for the lives that they had while they were on earth. And right now I'll ask that you actually love on the loved ones you have here, your friends, your family. And if there's some people that you really don't care for, still be respectful, okay? Because God is watching.
Your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victories that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful, so grateful, just to praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful, 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 grate
Did you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year? That's why it's important to always use separate cutting boards for raw meat and vegetables. Clean, separate, cook, chill. To learn more about the 4 steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illnesses, please visit foodsafety.gov. This message has been brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT. Today, 50% of jobs require some technology skills, and 80% of teachers give homework online. Whether it's finding a job, helping your children with homework, or connecting with friends and family, it's vital that every American have digital literacy skills that they would need to succeed. Call 1-855-EVRY-1-O-N or visit everyoneon.org to find free internet and computer training classes in your area. That's 1-855-EVRY-1-O-N or visit everyoneon.org. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and WRCT. All right, folks. You got to excuse me. My throat is doing some strange things. I have to keep clearing it. But as I said earlier, I played 3 samples of music. You can get here through one of the other DJs here at WRCT. And we do have a few. All right. Here's one. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in 1970s? See, here we go with the 70s again. I'm telling you, that was a good time. But we don't, but Jay Thubber Thubber might. So, okay, Gen Xer and tune into Radio 9 from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's on Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Free Form Radio, 88.3 WRCT. Also, Consolidation. Listen to better music, Consolidation, on Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's all right here at WRCT. All right, folks. And we're going to move forward with some more music. I pulled out a local singer, one from Pittsburgh. And we're going to hear a little of Bobby C. Finch. Okay. And this is off of his CD, Come Into the Light. You know, that just brings me, let me see if I can pull it up. I just post day before yesterday or yesterday about the light. And I told you, you see these as pause, think moments. Because I want you to think about what you're doing, what you're going to say, what you're going to write, what you're going to send, you know, especially through text. But I post, see the light this day and seek it. Come out of darkness. Let me say that again. See the light this day. That means today. And seek it. Come out of darkness. Pause. Think. All right. Yes. My goodness, I haven't listened to that in a good while. Listen, the strange part is this man, his wife was my teacher. Was it my second year in Bible school? Second year, third year? I think it was the last year, yeah. But anyway, my fourth year teacher, or third, one of those, but she was my teacher in Bible school, yeah. So, teeny world, right? But that song right there, years ago, I was going to Morningside Baptist Church in Garfield, and the pastor there is Pastor Washington, and I haven't seen he and his wife in the congregation in a while. I think I'll go visit, but I would play that as I went around the church singing and dancing and praying and just wiping down things, you know, so... Yeah, it was awesome. awesome. I'm glad I found that CD. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. I have something from Fred Hammond. This is pretty jazzy-like, you know. But may we enjoy. And I'll be back.
But your love builds me up.
cover me so weak. My passion sings this praise, for I am offering a grateful heart. As the tears fall down with thoughts of love,
WRCT Pittsburgh.
say it loud and clear, and you listen so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Yes. Love yourself. Love on yourself. Love on yourself. Love you. If you can love you, then you can love others, okay? If you feel bad about yourself and you hate yourself, then pause, think.
And why I'm always laughing and how they never seem to catch me with a frown. Some may think it's not real, and I know that a lot feel it's a show. So I wrote this song to tell you about someone I am familiar with and know. So I tell them that it's you. So much that I can say.